Is daf ayin dalet. So we're in the middle of the sugyas of Taruves. So the Gemara says we're four lines down. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman quotes from Rabba Bar Avua Amar Rav. So this is a statement of Rav, and Rav says Tabashel Avodas Kochavim. So the machlok is what the tabash of Avodas Kochavim is, the ring of Avodah Zarah. It doesn't mean something that was used to worship Avodah Zarah. Was it something that was used to beautify the Avodah Zarah? Rashi pshat here is it's there to beautify the Avodah Zarah. There is a big machlokas that there are nafka minim, but let's just keep it simple with Rashi Shita that the ring was used to make the idol look very pretty. Okay, so you have a tabasha avodas kochavim shinis arva b'mea tabos that had mixed together with 100 other rings that were all chulin, regular mutter rings, and we know the Avodah Zarah is aser b'hana. So you have this item that's aser b'hana that's mixed with 100 other rings. So now one of the, you have 101 rings now, one of which is Avodah Zarah. From that pile of 101, one ring falls into Yam HaGadol, in the Mediterranean Sea. And the halach is hutru kulan, all the marna mutter, because we could invoke the concept d'amrinan hach d'nafel hainu di'isur. That which fell, we're going to assume that it is going to be the one that was Avodah Zarah. How do you make such an assumption? So if you look at Tosos Dira Maschel V'nofla Achas Mehem Liyam HaGadol Hutshakulam Mishum Dimidiraisa Beruba Batel. Halach is, we know Achar Rabim Lahatos, we always follow Rove. So since one out of 100, we could assume one of 100, we say the Tabasha of Avodas Kochavim is Batel, completely Batel. We view it as if it's not there at all. But we're machmir not to use these rings. But once one ring falls onto Yam HaGadol, so then we could assume, since it's only Midir Batam, that's the Tabasha of Avodas Kochavim that fell there. Tosis goes on to explain, Kidipirashni Meshim Hachi Hakilukan, and that's why we're leaning in this case. Vidafka, he qualifies Nafla Mimela, only if it fell accidentally, it just happened to happen that way. Aval Hipila, if someone caused it to fall, Afilu Bishogi, even though someone accidentally caused the fall, he bumped into the rings and it fell over, that would be Hipila accidentally, then Kansinan Atu Mezit. Only if it fell on its own, it was like a big pile, and then the wind came, or just the weight eventually caused one of them to fall into the river, into Yam HaGadol. So then the lach is Hipila, you can't apply this din.
Is that what he says? Maybe Shogun is that he didn't know that it was a word that he. Third person did not knowing what happened. It would seem that Shogeg accident is exactly what it's talking about.
No, Nafla Mimela versus Hipila. Nafla means it fell. Hipila means you caused it to fall, even though you accidentally caused it to fall. It could be the Shogeg. There are different types of Shogeg.
I mean, how would it fall by itself? Meaning, it had to be somebody had to.
No, it could be the wind. It could be just over time, though, the weight, the gravity pulled it. And now Shogeg can be defined sometimes as he didn't know the halacha, wasn't aware, or he accidentally threw it in. But it's where he's involved in the action. Nafla Mimela means it fell on its own.
So the case where he would be carrying it and or if it goes on a table and it falls off, that's Shogeg or that's accident?
If it's on the table, it means.
If it was right by the
on the
by
table.
The
if it's put on the table, everything was nice and stable, then it happened to slide off.
And somebody knocks it down. Is that would be Shogeg or is that?
That would be Hipila.
The second case or the first
that would
case?
Be Hipila. Yeah. Someone else caused
that
it.
That would be Hipila.
Yeah, exactly.
Shogeg.
Okay, Gemara asks the question, Asei Rav, the Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman was the one who just quoted that statement above in the name of Rav. So Rav asks Rav Nachman, Afilu achas biribu yamuskulam. We have in our Mishnah here, Maseches Vachim, if one davar iser, shor niskal, is mixed with many others, the lach is kulam yamusu. Amai, why don't we say if one of them died, name of demes isur mes? Why not say when the first animal drops dead, let's assume it was the Shor HaNiskal that dropped dead, and everything else is mutter. Just like we assume the tabas that fell into the Yam HaGadol was the tabasha of Avodah Zarah. So Gemara says, Amar Lei, Rav responds back, Damar Krabi Elazar. Rav Nachman responds back, that Rav, who is the author of the statement above, Rav holds like Krabi Eliezer. There's Machlokas Tanayim. You're right, our Mishnah holds that we don't say the one that fell off is the one that was Aser. But Rabbi Eliezer does say that way, the Tanam, we saw this in yesterday's daf, that Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, im karav harosh shel echamem, yikrivu kol harashim kulam. He said that if there's a mixture of different animals, most of them, all of them are tamim, one of them is a baal mum. And now the baal mum animal gets mixed together with all the heads of the tamimim, so you're not allowed to makriv it. But if one accidentally, he took the rosh, the kohen took the rosh and threw it onto the mizbeach, we're able to assume the one he took was one that was aser, and the remaining ones are going to be Mutter. So Rabbi Elazar is also the one of the Brice of the statement of Rav that if a Tabasha of Avodah Zarah fell in, we could assume, rather, if a Tabas fell in, we could assume it was the Tabasha of Avodah Zarah. So that's all Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. But our Mishnah here in Masechet Zvachim about the Behemos holds differently, that we don't say the one that fell in is the one that's us. Gemara says, Vaha Amar, yeah?
So here we see from Tosfos that because here he actually threw the Rosh. So the Tosfos would be different case on the other
And that's, I think it's a very good question. According to this Gemara, throwing the Rosh would be Hipila.
Right.
I think it's a great question. I think it's a very good question. How would Tosfos deal with this Gemara? Okay. Granted. Okay, so Gemara then says, "V'ha, my Rebbe Lazar," but doesn't Rebbe Lazar say, "Lo hita Rebbe Eliezer elishnaim shnaim"? The only time he permits it, if you do two at a time, about echad echelov, you do one rosh, he doesn't allow it. Only if you've done two, so then you could assume one of them, but one at a time, he wouldn't allow that din. In our case of Tabas, is one at a time. Rebbe Eliezer only says it two at a time. So Gemara says, you're right. Taka amarle ananami tarti kamina. He says two also. I mean, the case of Tabasha of Avodah Zarah is really a case of two rings fell to Yam HaGadol. Then Rabbi Eliezer would assume that one of them was a Tabasha of Avodah Zarah, and the remaining rings are all permitted. Look at Tosus for a second. Dima Maschel Rav Damar Rabbi Eliezer. He holds like Rabbi Eliezer Shita that again, if one fell, one died, we could assume it was the Davar Isser. So Tema. Ha time at the Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Mumbam, Hudelo Yerata, Ha'ide Terovas Yeratsu. So it's Xeris Akasav, that's the only time we say you can't bring a carbon if there's a mum, if it's by itself. But the implication of the Pasuk is, if it's Aide Taroves, then the one's allowed to. Sound like it's a special Xeris Akasav by Taroves, by Karbanos, that if you were Makriv the Rosh, the others you're allowed to bring. But you can't apply this to a dinner of Avodah Zarah. Ask Tosfos about Baal Ba'alma. Lo, in general, he doesn't allow you to assume that one that fell was a Davar Issur that fell. So how can the Gemara could say that the dinner of Rebbe Lazar extends itself to the dinner of Avodah Zarah? So Tosfos answers, V'yei Shlomar, D'lo it's D'hod D'itzrich L'akra, that which we need the pasuk of Mum Bam, that's only Lo L'chad B'tray, Lo L'chad B'tray Itzrich, you don't need it if it's one up against two. D'Balav K'ra B'rubei Batu. Meaning his din of Rov applies by every single case. The only time you needed the pasuk of mum bam was ella lechad bechad itzich. When it's one and one, you have one mum and one tamim, then he says that you apply the din of mum bam, aide terovis, though it is permitted. When it comes to two versus one pasul, he would assume across the board we apply the din of Rov, bain karbanos, bain avodah zarah, bain any other iser, he would assume that is all the same. So Gemara now says, around halfway down the narrow lines, Amar Rav, another statement in the name of Rav. Tabash shel avodos kochavim, a ring of avodah zara that shinis arvu b'meya tabos, that got mixed together with 100 of regular rings. Upirshu arbam l'makum echad v'shishim l'makum acher. So now what happens is that this pile of 100, even the 101, we'll assume 100, 100 got split up, and 40 went to one area, and 60 went to another area. 40 are in Woodmere, and 60 are in Lawrence. So Pirsha Achas Me'arbaim. So now what happens is of the 40, so one of the 40 now that are in Woodmere separates to some other pile, Eino Oseris, it's not going to Aser the pile. So 40 turns to 1, that's not going to Aser. But Achas Mishishim Oseris, but amongst the 60, if one leaves from the 60, goes somewhere else, we would assume it's Aser. Now the Gemara is going to ask Akasha, but right now when it goes 40-60, that first split, you assume the 60 has the Davar Isser, not the 40, because of Rov. But now the Gemara says, Maishna Achas Me'arbaim. So just like when the 40 pile in Woodmere, one leaves that, Dilo, we say it's not going to Aser the next pile that it falls into, Zamrinan Isur Beruba Isa, it's in the Rov. Because we assume the Isser is not in the 40 pile, it's in the 60 pile. So everything in the 40 pile is completely permitted. But now, the problem is, Achas Mishishim Nam Yamrinan Isur Beruba Isa. So granted, initially when we split up the 60 in one place, we are going to assume that Tabasha of Avodah Zarah is there, but now one falls off into another pile. You can assume one of the 60 is not the Tabasha of Avodah Zarah. If one falls off, you assume the Rov, it's one of the Tabas Shel Chulin. So we should assume even the next pile from the 60 is also going to be Mutter. So this doesn't make any sense. So Gemara tweaks this statement of Rav and says, Ella, impir she'arbaim kulam l'makom echad, Ain't no saris. If all 40 get mixed in a whole other pile, so we assume it's not usr, because we're assuming the 40 doesn't have the davar isr. But if we say pirshu the shishim lamalkum echad, but the other 60 gets mixed in another pile, then also so we assume that the ring is in the 60, which is now in that big mixture of other tabos. So when they said the statement ki amrisa kamei deshmu, where they said this little distinction of Rav, now Rav and Shmuel were bar pluksas, so it was said in front of Shmuel what Rav had said. Shmuel argued and says Amar le hanach lavodos kochavim, leave aside avodos kochavim, don't use the world of avodos zara as a model for anything else. Shesveka v'svek sveka asura ad sofa olam. He assumes not only is a suffik avodos zara, but even a svek sveka, and even as many svekos as you want to go, it's always going to be asur because of the chumra of avodos zara. Exactly, it's never batal. Rashi just says, make it clear, last four narrow lines. Hanach lavodos kochavim milahakel b'safek b'svek sveika kishar isurin. Leave aside, don't be lenient by a svek sveika of avodah zara. V'afilu pirshar bom l'makum echad asurs. Even the 40 pile versus the 60 pile, even the 40 pile, you have to assume the worst, and therefore it's all going to be asur. That's a sheet of Shmuel. By avodah zara, you say l'chumra, but Rav thinks, just like other yisurim, you could assume based on rov, so to avodah zara. So asks the Gemara Meisivei, Safek avodos kochavim asura v'svek sveka mutaris. So clearly we have an opinion that sounds like the Shita of Rav, that one safek is asur, but a double safek seems to be mutar. Okay, what's the example? Kos shel avodos kochavim shenafel le'otzer male kosas. A cup used for avodah zara fell into a whole big cabinet of other kosas. We can't tell the difference. Kulan asur. Now it should be clear, of course, if you know where the davar isur is, it's where you take it out and nothing's asur. It's only when you can't recognize the davar isur. So you have a kosa becher of avodah zara that falls into other male kosos. All of them are asur. Pirish echamem liribu, miribu liribu. So then you have one kos falls out into some mixture, and then that from another mixture and goes on mutarn. All of those are going to be mutter. So this is a clear brisa supporting Rav against Shmuel. So how could Shmuel argue on a brisa? The Gemara says Tanai, it's really machlokas Tanaim about the din of Svek Sveka of Avodah Zarah. Meaning everyone agrees Svek Avodah Zarah is Aser, Svek Sveka is the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, which is really machlokas Tanaim. What's a machlokas Tanaim? The Tanai, the Gemara quotes the brisa that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rimone Badin Osin Bechol Shuv. Remember, Rimoni Badin were one of the six things listed that are not, that are Davar Minyan and are not Batal. So we're not talking about Avodah Zarah right now. Pay attention. We're talking about a Arla, Kalayim, or Chuma rather, Orla or Chuma. So now you have these Badin Rimon, this Rimoni Badin rather, these pomegranates that are either Chuma or Arla, gets mixed together with some mixture of Rimonim that are Chulim. The entire thing is Aser, since Rimoni Badin are something that's counted Davar Shuvim Minyan, and Davar Shuvim Minyan is Aser. So ketzad, nafal echa mehem latoch ribo miribo liribo asurim. If one pomegranate falls to another pile, and from there to another pile, no matter how many times you're going to go, it's going to asur every single mixture there. That's all the opinion of the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishim Rabbi Shimon, liribo asurin umiribo lishlosha umishlosha l'makom acher mutter. He says no. Only the first mixture, the first suffix is asur. The next, the moment it goes to another mixture, then to another mixture, all those svek svekers are completely mutter. So a couple things. Firstly here, we're going to address in the bottom here why it says from miribo l'shlosha. What happened to miribo l'ribo? Why we changed to three? That's number one. Number two is this whole discussion is not talking about avodah zarah. It's talking about the rimoni badin, it's talking about iser arla, and there's a climb. So that's the, at the again, the, on the surface, it sounds like this machlokas tanayim of svek sveka being aser mutter by davar shimaminim is the same exact machlokas by a svek sveka of avodah zarah. So Gemara says, Shmuel d'amar keman. Who does Shmuel hold like? Ik Rabbi Yehuda, who is the Tanakama here, who said svek sveka of a rimoni badin or aser. So then Shmuel should hold not only avodah zarah, but afil b'shar isurim aser. He should say even svek sveka by shar isurim or aser. But Shmuel only says by avodah zarah is he machmir by svek sveka. So Shmuel can't align with Rabbi Yehuda. Now, ik Rabbi Shimon, if he holds like Rabbi Shimon, afil b'avodah shochav nami shari. It sounds like from Rabbi Shimon that Rabbi Shimon is not only makel by Rimoni Badin, but he's makel even by Avodah Zarah. So who does Shmuel align with? Granted, there's a machlokas tanaim by Rimoni Badin, but who says that's going to carry over to the world of Avodah Zarah? So I said, what do you mean? Very simple. Rabbi Shimon only is makil by the Rimoni Badin that here Svek Svek is mutter. But it's very plausible that Rabbi Shimon would agree by a Svek Svek of Avodah Zarah, it would be Osir. And that to Shmuel would align with very nicely. But the problem is, the Gemara says, it can't be. Because Ella, if Rabbi Shimon, now right now what we're saying is this Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are arguing about Svek Svek of Rimoni Badin. But now we're saying they both agree by Avodah Zarah, Svek Sveka is usher by Avodah Zarah. There's no Tan who argues, but look at this Brisa. Elohatitani, the Brisa clearly tells us that Svek Safek Avodah Zacham Asura, Svek Sveka Muteris, but a Svek Sveka double Safek by Avodah Zarah is Mutter. Now who's going to hold that way? Money. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is Machmi even by Rimoni Badin Svek Sveka, so certainly Avodah Zarah. And Lo Rabbi Shimon, because now we're saying that Rabbi Shimon only is Makel by Rimoni Badin. But by Avodah Zarah he agrees, it's Aser. So who, which is the Tana that holds Svek Sveka of Avodah Zarah is Muteris? The Gemara says no. Li'olam Rabbi Shimon. Really, Rabbi Shimon holds that Svek Sveka is Muter by all Isurim. Even by Avodah Zarah. So who does Shmuel hold like? U'Shmuel Savar Lak Rabbi Yehuda Bechada U'Palag Aleh Bechada. He agrees to Rabbi Yehuda Svek Sveka is Aser, but only in the world of Avodah Zarah. He argues on him by Shari Surma that they're in fact mutter. And that's the understanding. Okay, so in the end of the day, Rav and Shmuel, this machlokis, aligns somewhat, not exactly, like a machlokis tonight between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon.
Why did they come with a fourth? Meaning he makes 100, he makes one in 100, then 100 in three, and then the three to another place. It's only by the fourth time that it's mutter.
No, it's even the second time it's mutter. It just does that. Like
it just kept on
exactly.
Going.
Keeps
by the time it's mixed in three, it's already mutter.
Exactly, because according to Yehuda, you might think maybe he ends. Maybe he says only after two, three. Uh-huh. He goes four, five, six. So we just do the same lashon for Rabbi Shimon as well.
By the time it's by the third time, it's already
mutter. Okay, so the Gemara then says, last line here, we said above, within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, Amar Mar Miribo, if the Rimoni Badin mix with a big mixture, and then from there to a Shlosha, very strange, to three, and then Mishlosh Lamakam Acher, Mutter. So the Gemara asks, how come it switches the top of Amar Beis now? Maishna Shlosha, why do they say it goes from a Ribo to the three? And the Gemara says, because Dike Ruba. So because now you have a Rove, meaning what? You have a Rimoni Badin, one, which might be the Dover Isser, falls into a pile of three more. So you have a total of four right now. So it gets mixed together. So they tell you that there's Rove. That's why you have three. You don't need 5,000. As long as there's Rove, you could say that it's Bato. So Gemara says, why do you have to have three? Shnaim Nami Karuba. If it fell into a mixture of two, and one Rimon falls into a mixture of two, you have three. It means one Suffolk and two Vadai Mutters. That would be Rove also. Why does it say it falls to a mixture of already three? It should fall to already two. And Gemara says, no. My Shlosha Dekatani Tarti Vahu. When it says it fell to a mixture of three, not that there are three there first, meaning after it falls in, there are a total of three, meaning you have Rove of Vadai Mutter to one Safek Aser, and we apply the Din of Rove according to Rabbi Shimon that the entire mixture is going to be Mutter. Ibai Shema, this goes back to the previous question we wanted to know, Rashi says, to Shmuel. We wanted to know who the Shmuel hold like. Shmuel and Rav had a machlokas, Svek Sveka is Aser or Mutter by Avodah Zarah, and we said, but there's a price that clearly says Svek Sveka is Mutter. Who did he hold like? So first we had a whole shot of him holding partially like Rabbi Yehuda, not entirely like Rabbi Yehuda. Mara says, no, he holds like Ibai Sema, Savarlak Rabbi Eliezer, this Tana. Who's Rabbi Eliezer? So Rashi tells us, there's two days in Rashi, we'll read just the first day. Rashi says, two narrow lines down. Ibai Sema, Savarlak Rabbi Eliezer, Shmuel, Damar, Svek, Sveka, Davodah, Shacham, Aser, Damar, Rabbi Eliezer. It's not in the Mishnah, tells us, Maseches, Avodah Zarah, Daf, Memtes, not the Himana, Eitzim, Asurim, Bana. You take some Eitzim from Avodah Zarah, it's Aser, Bana. Let's say hisik ben asatana. You use it to fire up the oven. Chadash, if it's a brand new oven, you have to break it because the first time you use an oven, that completes the oven. So now you've just completed the oven with a avodah zara. You have to break the entire oven. If it's a yashin, if it's an old oven, yutan. Just let it cool off. This way, you're not getting hanah from the heat, and then you can reheat it with a kasher wood. Off of us a pas. Let's say you bake bread in this oven with the fuel of avodah zara asur b'hanah. Nisarva, Bacheros, Vacheres, Bacheres, Asur, Bana, all these mixtures are all mutter. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yolech Hayam, Hana Liyam HaMelch, you have to throw it into the Dead Sea. Alma, we see Itzlay, the Rabbi Eliezer, Svek Sveka, Bavodah Shochavim, even though it gets mixed together many, many times, you have to throw the entire mixture into Yam HaMelch. So we see from here that he holds that by Avodah Zarah, Svek Sveka is Aser, and that's who he holds like. Okay, three now lines down in the daf here. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Chavis Shel Truma, Shinis Arva B'Meah Chavios. You have a barrel of Truma that, of course, only Kohanim are allowed to eat, and it gets mixed together with 100 other barrels that are not recognizable. You can't tell the difference. So then, Nafla Achas Mem Liyam HaMelech. One falls off and falls into the Dead Sea. The side here says Yam HaGadol, one or the other. There might be some differences, actually, but we'll leave it, ignore that for now. So it falls off into the water. Hutchu Kulon, we assume the rest are permitted because we invoke the idea, Darmina Nahach de Nafel de Yisur Nafel, that which fell, we're going to assume the Dover Isser fell, the Avodah Zarah fell, rather the Chuma fell, and all the remaining Chaviyos are all going to be permitted. So this sounds like a very parallel statement to what we saw above by Rav Nachman and Rav about the Tabash of Avodah Zarah. The one that fell off, we're going to see the one that fell was a Dover Isser. So here by Chuma, the one that fell is a Chuma. The Gemara wants to know, why do you need both cases of Tabasha of Avodah Zarah and the Chavis Shel Chuma? So the Gemara explains, V'itzirich, the Rav Nachman, V'itzirich, the Reish Lakish. Indeed, if we had Rav Nachman alone, the case of Tabasha of Avodah Zarah, Hava, I mean, I would have thought, Hani Mili Avodah Shkochavim De'ein Lamatirin. Maybe only by that case, since there's no Dover Heter, so since they're stuck, we're going to be Makel, and we could assume leniently that the Tabash of Odazar fell in, everything else is Motor. Avah, when it comes to the case of Chuma, the Yesh Lamatir, and there's a Dover Heter, lo, we shouldn't assume the one that fell is Chuma, let's assume the Chuma is still here. Because then you can rely on other kulas. What's the heter? What's the davar sheyesh lematirin? Rashi says the chuma yesh lematirin the yimkareim kulam lekohanim. You could sell them. A kohen is allowed to eat them. So if I own these things, I don't know which is which. So I can't eat any of them because it's a safek chuma. But I could sell it to kohanim. I'm not going to be at a total loss. There is a davar heter, and therefore maybe we shouldn't assume that that which fell is a chavish shel chuma. Kamash Malam Reish Lakish, no, we could assume that the Chavis shall fell, the Chavis that fell was the Chavis shall chuma, and we're not relying on any kulas here. Now, if we only had the case of Ibrid Reish Lakish, if we only had the case of the Chavis shall chuma that fell off, Hava Mina Chavis Diminkri Nefilasa, there where when a barrel's missing, you recognize that the barrel's missing. So there we're going to be leaning. We'll see Rashi with the Svaris in just a second. Aval Tabas Delominkri Nefilasa, where ring, the falling off is not recognizable. You have a bunch of rings here. One falls off, you can't tell a difference. Maybe lo, tzricha, even by the ring it's permitted. Who cares whether it's recognizable or not recognizable? So Rashi explains the svar. Rashi says, Chavis Gedola Mekoma Nikar Kishunatula Michavrosea. When you take a barrel out, it's noticeable you've taken a barrel out. Hilkach, therefore, Minkara Nefilasa. Umucha milsa de batalia. It's clear that it fell. Velo asi lemeimar kula shari below nefilasa echaliam. I mean, there's a chashash, and maybe if I assume, they say if I have a mixture of chavios that I'm allowed to be mekel, and they'll realize that I'm only mekel because a barrel fell off. It's not going to lead me to think that any case, even when the chavis didn't fall off, I could be mekel. No, it's clear that I'm only mekel because the chavis is no longer here, it fell off. But in a case where it didn't fall off, I know to be machmir. But when it comes to a tabas, says Rashi, about tabas, ein makoma nikar, v'lo minkarani filas, if one falls off to the Yam HaGadol, you don't recognize it's missing, v'yasila mishirani, I'm going to think to myself, meikara below nefila. It was probably permitted even before the tabas fell off, because I don't see any difference here. It just happens to be one fell off, but that wasn't the big deal. And I would come to say, whenever there's a mixture of rings together, one of which is Avodah Zarah, I might say it's a mutter, such a bittul, kamash milan, no, it's permitted anyways. We're not going to be choshesh that you're going to assume it's mutter, even without one falling into the yam. Okay. Gemara now quotes Amar Rabba. Rabba says, lo hitir reish lakish, reish lakish, who has a din of truma, lo hitir reish lakish, elachavis diminkir nefilasa, about te'ena, low. He's only permitted the case of if a big barrel fell off, but if just a fig fell off, which is so small, you don't recognize that one fig falls off of, I'm not sure what's the case here, of Truma or Arla. It's going back to the, whatever the case is, the Dover is. Say case of Truma. So if one fig falls off of the 100, he won't be Mako since it's not recognizable. But comes on Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef argues in Rabban and says, no, Amar filo teina, but can you feel us a kachal yaza? Not true. He thinks if one fig falls off, even though it's not recognizable, one can assume and say that the one that fell off was a davar chuma, and everything is permitted. Why? Because he says, kinfilasa kachaliyasa. Just like when it falls in, that small amount is not recognizable. A fig of chuma falls in. No one recognizes that there's another fig amongst the 100 here, yet we still say it's usr. So to when it falls out, even though it's not recognizable, we would say it's motor as well. Just like we're lechumra, which is not recognizable, we could also be lekula, even though it's not recognizable. So Gemara now says, Amar Rebbe Elazar. Chavis shel chuma shenafla b'meya chavios. So you have a barrel of chuma that fell into another a big cellar of other barrels, and the chuma falls in. The other barrels are all mutter. Now you have a mixture. So the lach is if posech achas mehem v'notel himana kidei demua b'shosa. What you're allowed to do is open one up. Now when they're closed, each barrel is considered davar chashiv, and a davar chashiv there's no bittul. But what you could do is open one barrel up. Now that barrel is no longer davar chashiv, because you opened it up. It's no longer considered significant and important, and therefore you could apply the din of bittul here. And he says you could now drink a ratio of dimu of 1 to 100 now of the chuma, remove part of that. Remove 1 to 100, give it to a kohen. You could assume that was chuma, and then the rest you could drink. That's what he says. So they said, went ahead, Yosef Rav Dimi, the kamer lehashmaitza, they said over this halacha, in the name of Rebbe Elazar, you could go ahead and lichatchila do this. Now, what that question is, the Rush thinks it's a nevalin iser lichatchila. There's a concept you're not allowed to. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Beya, you can't intentionally mevatel something. So let's say I've got a chulim pot, and a lot of milk falls into that chulim pot, and there's not shishim. Normally, you need 60 amounts of meat to connect the milk, and there's a lot of milk, and it doesn't. There's not enough meat to be mevatel the milk. So maybe I should add more meat to it. Now, tons of meat, now there'll be more than 60 times the milk, and mevatel the milk. Halacha is, ein mevatlin isr l'chachila, you're not allowed to intentionally mevatel an isr. Now, this is a halacha that comes up many times in factories, actually. When it comes to factories, if a non-Jew does it, you're allowed to rely on that. If they do the, even though it's l'chachila, they do it, that's allowed. A Jew can do it, but a non-Jew can do it, and it comes up, again, many times in making of foods. In many factories, by the way, they switch off kosher and non-kosher all the time. So he said, you can't do that. You can't open up a barrel and say, oh, now it's, since it's exposed, it's no longer a davar chashiv, and now you mevatel it, take away kidei dimua. It doesn't work that way. So what's pshat? Yeah.
So what he's doing, he's taking out the chashivas. So what is he doing?
Taking out the chashivas. The moment you open it up, it's no longer chashiv, and you can apply the din of bittul. Yeah. It's hard to really wrap your heads around because the other ones are all closed still.
Right. Right, so
but this, at least this one here is batel and everything else. And just to be safe, remove 1 to 1/100th of it to give to a kohen as chuma, and the rest is permitted. But he says you can't do that lichachila to piposeach achas miyam. So it comes along the Gemara and it changes the gears and says ela ema niftecha achas miyam. If one of them happened to open up, like nefila versus hipila, if it fell, it happened to open up, crack open, it loses its chashivas, and then note imanu. Then once it's again lost its chashivas, you could lichachila at that point remove kidei dimua, remove 1/100th of it, and shosen, you could drink the remaining of the wine.
Are we saying 1/100th of the entire amount, or are we saying 1/100th of that barrel?
It can't be 1/100th of the total amount. That would be the entire barrel then, because there had to be 1/100th of that barrel.
What is the 1/100th? We know one of the four barrels is truma. So what is 1/100th?
I think we assume. I know even though Metzias doesn't make sense, I think we assume 1/100th if each of the barrels have truma in it, something along those lines.
Why does it here one of one, not one?
Because I think one, you need, there's a discussion, one versus 100, or one versus 101, which is the amount of bittul. I think something along those lines. I don't remember exactly. But to answer Adam's question, it's a very good question, because it's either no chuma, or the whole thing is asr, the whole thing's not asr. So when it comes to these things, the bittul, the whole thing of bittul, it's only a dirban. Anyways, it seems really make a din. It should be batel.
But the other barrels aren't going to be mutter in this situation, right? It's just the one barrel.
Correct.
That opened, that now you took 1/100th
of. Exactly. All other ones are usser until they open. Mm-hmm. And then you have the same din of 1/100th on each of them, I think. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Hoshaya, halfway down the page here, Chavis Shel Chuma, Shenis arva b'meya v'chamishim chaviyos. So you have one barrel of truma that got mixed together with 150 other barrels. V'niftchu meya meyam. 100 of them are now open, and it lost its chashivas. Note the heimana kadei dimu. You take the 100th of each of the barrels, and the shosa you could drink. V'shar yistzur asur. And the others are still asur. Ad shiftchu until they've been opened. So why? Lo amrinan isurad bruba isa. Why don't we say the 100 that are open has a davar iser there, like we've been saying up until now, and assume the other 50, which is now the minority, don't have does not have the iser. So the Gemara says that this brisa of Rabbi Shaya does not hold like Rabbi Elazar, the Rav, the previous daf. Meaning Rav held that we could say amrinan isur bruba isa. But Rav Shaya, for some reason, argues an upshot, and he says, no, we don't assume that way. We can't assume just because it's a davar dirabanam that which fell, that which is open, is going to be the davar iser, and therefore each one has its own chashash of being the davar iser. Gemara now says, haroveh and nivra, whole other discussion. We could assume, we could ignore the whole rov is finished now. The Mishnah had said that if a davar iser, an animal, behema asura, entered into the herd of karbanos, you assume that they're all asur, you have to be choshesh, and kumya musu. So some of the examples of a davar iser that comes in was a roveya, venirva, animal that had been with a man, and then other examples, the Gemara says a trefa. So the Gemara now wants to understand, I understand, bishma kulu lo yadia, all the other ones, roveya, nirva, muksa, these things, nothing physical, at least physically apparent, was done to the animals to recognize that this was the Rever versus the Nirva and the Muksa. So that, we understand why there's a whole mixture here, and you have to assume Kumya Musu. Ella hai trefa echidami. There's an animal that's a trefa that's missing a leg. A trefa, one example of a trefa, is missing half of its leg, half of its arm, whatever, an animal that can't live for more than a year, it's very recognizable. Find the leg, the animal missing the leg, and pull it out. So what's the case here? Hai trefa echidami. Iyadiyalei, if you know where it is, laisi velishkli, go find it and take it out. So, iyadiyalei, mnayadei da'arivei. Now, if you don't know of it, how do you know it's mixed there in the first place? Meaning, how do you know that animal's a trefa in the first place, that got mixed together? If it's missing a leg, you know it's a trefa, and when it gets mixed in, just pull it out. But if it's not recognizable, oftentimes you don't know a trefa until you've shechted it and checked its lungs. So the animal is still alive, so how in the world do you know that there's a trefa that got mixed together in the first place? So Gemara is going to give now three examples how you know an animal was a trefa, even prior to it coming into the herd of other karbanos, and how it gets confused. So the first shot is, Amri debe Rabbi Yanai, hacha b'maya skinan, what's the case here? Kigon di arev nekuvas hakot bejusas hazeev. Juice is Zave, if a wolf attacks an animal, attacks a sheep, let's say, so it puts its claws in it, so that would make it we'd render that animal into a trefa. But if an animal, let's say the sheep had got a thorn stuck in it, it wouldn't make it a trefa. There's a difference, because the claw of the Zave has some venom in it, and it's sharp, and it can really kill the animal as opposed to a thorn. Now you look at the hole, they look exactly the same. So initially, you know, this sheep had a scratch, was attacked by a wolf of some sort, so now it's a trefa. Now it gets mixed together. Well, half the sheep here have holes in them also because of thorns that it walked through. So now you have no idea which one was the trefa and which one was attacked by a wolf, which is poked by a thorn. So that's the confusion here. Reish Lakish has a different shot. Reish Lakish says, Amar Kigon Diare Binefula, it fell. The animal fell from a high area, even though it's alive, we assume it has a trefa, it broke some internal organs and it can't live for more than a year, but on the outside you can't tell. Internally, we assume that there's a damage, we just don't know. So now it gets mixed together with the other ones, which all look the same on the outside, there's no way to know. That's the confusion to Reish Lakish. So Gemara says, Nefula, namilibdike, there's a way to test out a Nefula, an animal that fell off a cliff, you could check it out. Kisavar, how do you check it out? The answer is, if you have it walk around, according to one shot, if it walks, it means it's not a trefa. If it doesn't walk, then you assume it's a trefa. So what you should do is have all the animals walk, and if any animal can't walk anymore, that means that's the trefa. That's the way to figure it out very easily. And if they all do walk, that means this animal is not a trefa anyways. So Gemara says, no. Kisavar amda tzricha meis leis, halacha tzricha badika. He says, no. If the animal stands, you still have to wait 24 full hours for this animal to be make sure it's not a trefa. And if it walks, you still need to do a bedika anyway. So even though it walks, it doesn't tell you anything. You have to check afterwards if it's if it has the proper simanim, if there's a punctured lung or something like that. So since there's a chashash, Rashi points out, we don't want to bring a suffix trefa into the azara. And if you look at Rashi, Diba Maschil Nefula, to read this together inside, just to appreciate more what's going on here. It's getting late, though. See Rashi Nefula, four wide lines down. It says, Nefula Menagag. If it fell off the roof, so then, Ve'ena Yechol Lamod, it can't stand, that's a Suffolk Trefahi. Vim Shacht, if you shacht it, Kodem Sheshasa Meislais, before you waited 24 hours, it's a Trefa. Mishim Risuke Eivar, because the limbs got crushed. Ve'afilu Batka, V'lomata Nekuvas Rea, let's say you check and there's no punctured lungs or anything else like that, skip a line for a second, it's still a Suffolk Trefa. Vim shasim eislais. If you do wait 24 hours, v'shachten it lived. Tricha bedika mikol simani trefas. You still have to do an internal examination after shechting it. V'cheven dischazik basavik trefas. Since this animal now is rendered a suffik trefa, so ein machnis and also lazara. We don't bring a suffik trefa into the azara. Mishum, because the pasuk says, we've quoted this many times in Malachi, v'hikrivehu na l'fechasecha. So therefore, since it's a suffik, we don't let it come in. There's no way to do a real bedika here. So the Gemara then says that's all pshat according to Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yirmiyah says a third pshat. Rabbi Yirmiyah says a case is Amar Kigon Diarev Bivlad Trefa, where the mother was a trefa, and now that cow gave birth to a calf. Now the calf's a very healthy calf, but he assumes, like Rabbi Eliezer, that the Amar Vlad Trefa Loikar Lagabe Mizbech, a child, a calf of a trefa, has a din of a trefa as well, halachically, even though in Mitzis it's not a trefa, and that's the case. And it looks completely fine. It's healthy, it can walk just like any other calf there, but since it came from a trefa, it's usher to be brought on the Mizbech. So these are the three circumstances. The Gemara wants to know why they don't hold of each other. Why do you have to come up with three different cases? So the Gemara says that Kulo Kirebi Yanai Lo Amri, they all reject the Rabbi Yanai's pshat, because he was saying you can't tell the difference between a nail of a wolf versus a thorn hole. He says, no. Bein nekuvas akut l'jerusha sazev mi'ad yad. Everyone knows the difference between the two. Hai mashach, hai agil. The claw of a wolf is it's a line. It's pulled. You could tell the claw, but a thorn is a circle. It's a hole. It's very easy to tell the difference, and you could certainly pull it out. How come they didn't hold a Reish Lakish, who held of the, you could check if a nefula fell down, you could check it out. Reish Lakish, lo amri, kasavar amida, ayin tach, meis leis, halacha ein tzricha bedika. He felt that, you're not tomachmir, we don't hold that way. That if the animal is able to stand, then you don't need to wait 24 hours. If the animal is able to walk, you don't even have to do a bedika. So the moment you walk, there's no need for bedika, and that would be a very good test. So it can't be a case of a nefula. And then finally, they didn't hold of Rabbi Yirmiyah because lo amri ki Rabbi Elazar lo melkmi, because Rabbi Elazar is a das yach, we don't pass like him, and therefore they didn't want to establish the Mishnah to be holding like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day, and we'll pick up tomorrow.